Yeah, and thank you all for your beautiful sharings. They come from such a deep place of practice, and it's just incredibly touching to hear. The power of metta is so amazing. And it still surprises me. I don't know why, but it does, you know. It's transformative. And each of you in your own way is transforming through it. So let's sit together for a little while. Please get comfortable, really comfortable. Finding that posture that is easeful for you, sitting on your cushion, on a chair, or even lying down if that's necessary. Taking a couple of deep breaths as you close your eyes. Connecting with this body, with this life that we're in right now. And the preciousness of it, and the chance to practice. Really reflecting about all our sincere effort and feeling grateful for having done that, grateful to ourselves, no matter what the outcome. Resting back in our goodness and taking a few moments to wish ourselves well, each of us in our own way. Staying with yourself for a couple of minutes. Holding yourself in a tender embrace of kind well-wishing. And now opening the heart full of metta wishes to all of us here in this retreat. all of us sharing this practice as Dhamma brothers and sisters, supporting each other, sharing of ourselves, sharing of the practice. May all of us here on this retreat be well, happy, and peaceful, safe and protected, living at ease in this complicated world. All of us who've come here every day, each of us holding a piece of this retreat, wishing each other well. Feeling the goodness and the gratitude for that goodness. And letting the metta flow amongst us all. And now calling to heart anyone in your family or your circle of friends and colleagues who has allowed you the conditions to come on retreat, has supported your retreat in any way by offering you silence, material support like food. Maybe somebody took a work shift for you, adjusted their schedule so you could come here and practice. Or maybe a friend helped you with childcare or elder care so you could practice. Whatever beings who have helped you come here every day and practice. Whatever beings have helped you every day to do the practice at home, in whatever big and small ways, may they be well, happy, and peaceful. May they be safe and protected from harm. And they all have ease with the conditions of their lives. Continuing for a little while with this group of people, just allowing them to come and go, appear, connect with metta, and then maybe another person and another. And don't forget non-human beings as well. Those beings in your life who give you joy that might not be people. Dogs, cats, whatever pets you might have. Guardian beings who support you in unknown ways. May all beings who have supported this retreat be well, happy, and peaceful. Now, including in your circle of metta, supported your retreat and your life from a more distant place than your immediate circle of friends and family, co-workers. The people who work in your local food shop, your supermarket. The people who keep the power and water coming. The people who collect your. Countries. Taking care of the health of everybody, healthcare workers. All of these beings we might not know who are essential supports for our lives and our practice. May they be well, happy, and peaceful. Safe and protected from harm. May they all live at ease with the conditions of their lives. perhaps more distantly, any people in your life or in your practice who are a bit difficult, being grateful that they have allowed you to practice and open in more and more powerful ways to all beings, even those who are difficult. Feeling grateful that they have offered you this opportunity to practice. Letting them be on the edge of the circle, but including them in the metta. As supports for the practice. May all our difficult people be well, happy, and peaceful. Safe and protected from harm. May they find ease in their lives. And now allowing this circle of metta to expand and include everybody in your neighborhood, human and non-human. All those beings you may encounter when you're out for your daily metta walk. These beings who live closer to us and further away. And just letting that metta flow out and out to include your country, all the beings in it, high and low, near and far. Some who are powerful, some who have no voice. People who are healthy, people who are ill, may all beings in our countries be well, happy, and peaceful. Human beings, non-human beings. The cows in their barns for the winter. The birds, the devas. All these beings who touch our lives without us even knowing it. May they be well, happy, and peaceful. And allowing the metta to expand to include the world and all realms in all directions. May all beings everywhere, without exception, have safety, peace, ease, happiness, no matter who they are or where they are. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. Coming back to the breath, coming back to the heart, and closing the circle by opening your eyes. Connecting with each other with kindness and well-wishing. Radiating metta as we move into the next activity. Thank you for your practice, everybody. So I turn the microphone over to Aria, who will speak a little bit about practice in daily life.
Yes. And before I go into say a few words on this topic, I just want to let you know that we have prepared a list with things that can support you in your day-to-day life. Some information for talks and books and links and websites and further meta retreats. But as a few dates still need to be confirmed until Tuesday. So we are going to send you this list, hopefully by the middle of the week. So this will come for sure. In regard to continuing the practice in your day-to-day life, however that looks like, just continue. I think we have given you quite a bit of information already of how this practice can be continued, integrated in day-to-day life, and especially the fact that you are at home doing this retreat. You know, in a way, it has forced you to make it part of your life at home. So hopefully you have already found out and already practiced ways of how to integrate the practice in your, let's say, normal, ordinary day-to-day life. You know, you can do it as formal meditations, formal sitting, formal walking meditation. And I always tell people, start with short periods of time, which are realistic. Usually after a retreat, people are very enthusiastic and say, yeah, now every day, 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the evening. But then realizing they don't have the time for that. So, you know, start with 5 minutes, if that's realistic. But then, you know, what is important, keep doing it. Make it regularly. And maybe after some time, you see, oh, I could do 10 minutes, you know. And then, oh, I could do 15 minutes. So in this way, gradually increasing the time, if that's possible and if you want to do it. And in this way, it's much safer and more probable that you will, you know, be able to continue doing it in your day-to-day life. And for the informal practice, the freestyle metta, we have given you suggestions how to do it during the retreat. So I think this doesn't need much more saying. And also we have already addressed the topic of, you know, combining metta and vipassana practice. And, you know, it could be a good start to do a formal practice session. Start by doing metta first, you know, to calm the mind, to concentrate the mind, and to bring it in this benevolent, loving, friendly attitude. And then from there, go to the vipassana meditation practice. As we have repeatedly said, you know, don't forget the walking meditation. Cultivating metta in walking, or cultivating metta and doing vipassana in the walking, especially in day-to-day life, this can be really helpful because, you know, in your busyness and the mind is more agitated and so on, and then all of a sudden, you know, you want to practice formally, sitting down, and you still feel the energy and the restlessness moving. So doing a walking practice, you know, it's a transition from the busyness and movements in your day-to-day life to a calmer, more less restless state. And, you know, whether you do it for yourself or some other individual persons of any of the categories, you know, see what is helpful, see what you want to cultivate, or see what you want to train and strengthen. That's a bit different for each of you, so there is no general instruction of how you have to do it or should do it. Afterwards, Ayaviranyani will say some more things on practice in day-to-day life. But what we also want to address in this brief time is talking about dana, the practice of generosity. This is also that the Buddha has repeatedly said something very basic in our spiritual practice. Basic quality that we need in order to liberate the heart from greed, hatred, and delusion, to strengthen qualities like metta and other beneficial qualities. You know, dana, the practice of generosity, can be seen as the practice of letting go, sharing, giving away things. And in one way, we can say that the teachings of the Buddha is a practice of letting go of greed, hatred, and delusion. And so the practice of generosity, you know, of giving away things, of helping, supporting others, is a very basic but a very important step towards that ability to let go. Not to hold on, not to cling anymore to things. And the Buddha has set the example that the Dhamma, his teaching, should be shared freely, given freely. So not asking for anything in return. And this has been upheld through the centuries up the present day, and Ayaviranyani and myself, we really want to uphold this tradition of sharing the Dhamma freely, of sharing these precious and valuable teachings freely with anybody who is interested. And as you know, it has been through the centuries, people having received these teachings, being very grateful for that, then have as a gesture being supporting those who teach, who share the Dhamma. And so I, Viranyani, myself, of course, we live in this world, and we don't get anything as a present from sky, you know, it doesn't fall into our laps. So we are very grateful for your support that we can continue to share the Dhamma freely. And so for this, we have sent you the email yesterday with an account where you can send your dana, your donation. And as you have seen, it's the account of Metta in Action, our little association supporting little projects in Burma. And so for us, I, Viramyani, myself, and four other friends, we all have practiced meditation extensively in Burma. And so for us, it's one way of giving back to the Burmese people what they have given to us in regard to the support of our practice in Burma. So we can use that account that you can send your donations, and as we have stated in the email, please state clearly that it is for I, Viranyani, and myself, and if you feel moved to make a donation towards the association itself, then state it clearly for Metta in Action, so that it is very clear for whom the dana is. There is much more to say. My 10 minutes are up. I can hand on to Aya Viranyani.
Thank you, Aria. I actually don't have too much to add because Aria said so much so beautifully about practice in daily life, the practice of generosity. I want, though, to say a few things to kind of emphasize a few things that to me are so precious about how this beautiful practice can be woven into every moment, from the moment we get up to the moment we go to sleep, no matter what we're doing or how fast we're doing it or how many people are involved. This chant that we've been doing from time to time, metta indeed, speech and thought, is really a short explanation of how to do this. You know, practice metta in thought first, as you're doing in practice. And as it says in those lines of the Dhammapada that Aria talked about yesterday, then everything follows from that. Speech follows from that. Action follows from that. And really trusting how this friendliness plays out. And trust of that sort, that the kind that comes from metta, is the trust of fearlessness, the trust of love that understands that wholesome intention, beautiful, pure, wholesome intention, will have beneficial results at some point down the track, maybe not immediately. We can't control how people respond to us. But it's a natural law that wholesome action has wholesome consequences, and not just for us, because this is so much bigger than just us. That's the point of it. When we get out of our little bubbles of self, This is where that fearlessness comes from. So the love that encompasses all, this beautiful quality of metta that is boundless, immeasurable, radiating in all directions, above, below, and all around, can be just the most beautiful doorway to opportunity to make ourselves bigger and to touch others with this. We desperately want to make the world a better place. We want to help. We want to do something to solve the problems of the world. Every single person here probably feels that. And metta is the best place in the world to start, beginning with ourselves and then going out. Kindness is out of fashion in some realms of our culture with some people. It's more fashionable to be edgy and mean and cynical. But we don't have to play that game. We can be true and straightforward and kind. And letting that guide us to this place of fearlessness and confidence in this world. When we practice metta in deed, in speech, in thought, and when we're grateful, when we're connected, when we see the good in each other, then metta just flows naturally. And this is such an amazing and powerful act of generosity. It just happens when we connect. I mean, each of you probably has your own story of somebody who has done something small and kind and how that totally changed your day. My story of something like this is the year before last. I was walking a Camino in Spain. And where I was walking was not a place where many people walked. It was a more remote and for me quite scary Camino because my Spanish is bad. I knew I might not encounter anyone, any fellow pilgrims. And in the first day along the way, I was feeling a little anxiety about that. It's like, what am I thinking? I could have just kept going on the Camino Frances rather than turning off on this alternate way. What was I thinking? And I was coming into a small town and I came around the corner and there was coming in the opposite direction with two buckets, an elderly Spanish lady who was maybe 5 feet tall. She was short. She was old. She was carrying these buckets, looking kind of down. And she looked up and she saw me and her face lit up and she said, Peregrina. She obviously, I'm wearing robes. It's clear I had a backpack. I was going to Santiago, and she was so happy to meet a pilgrim. And she reached into one of her buckets and gave me this huge, she wanted to give me the whole bucket, this huge handful of cherries. These little round red globes of metta. I almost cried because I had just been feeling anxious, and there was the answer. Trust love, and you will be fine. And I was fine, of course. And so when we offer Dana, we're offering love, whether it be our energy, whether it be fiscal support, support of work, support, any kind of support we offer. When you offer Dana, your money is just a piece of paper, or now not even that. It's a stand-in, it's a commodity that stands for love and energy. And when we receive energy, it's our metta task to just let it flow, to keep it flowing, keep the love moving. So we offer generously and we receive generously, and the love just flows. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's the way that happiness comes. It's such a joyful thing, this letting go. We don't have to hold on to love. Keep it moving. And to offer to each other is, and to offer to us as we do this, is basically paying it forward. I don't like that expression in English, but it carries a meaning. You are offering to the future so that others can keep going. Those cherries kept me going for a long time. When people offer me Dana, it keeps me going so that I can keep doing what I'm doing. When you offer to help a friend with taking care of her kids, that allows her to keep going. Whatever you offer, you're offering so that people can keep offering, can keep this love going. And that's what it's all about, to keep the love moving, however we do, however we can. Aria has given you the practical details. I don't have to go into that. And it's not just about fiscal support. It's about energy. It's about action. Pardon me. Offering our energy, our time, our love, our resources to each other. That's how we get through this life. So thank you for offering your practice, for offering your support, however you can offer it. Not just for me, but for the world. Goodness knows we need it now more than ever. So please take this light out and let it shine. All blessings to each of you. Thank you for your practice. Pardon me. I want to move into the next thing, which is to chant the sharing of blessings. The last page of our chant sheet. The English version of the sharing of blessings is such a beautiful chant from the Thai forest tradition that Bhante Sukhacitto is part of, that has offered the world this beautiful chant of sharing. So bringing to heart before we chant all your sincere effort in this retreat, these weeks, 2 weeks, 4 weeks, all this time of practice. Especially the effort when it was hard. It's a lot of energy it takes to practice when it's difficult. It's a lot of merit to share. And bringing to heart and mind these days of practice and gathering this goodness that you've collected and offering it for the welfare and benefit of all beings. And you can reflect about people who you would particularly like to share this goodness with. People who've supported your practice, family, friends, colleagues, Dhamma friends, teachers. People who are perhaps important to you, have been important to you, but who are no longer living. Parents, grandparents, partners, siblings, anybody who's died, teachers. We can share the merit with them as well. And they say that when one shares the merit to all beings in all realms and in all directions, the unseen beings gather to take their share. They know they were doing this. So, so taking this goodness and offering it out as an act of generosity. Through the goodness that arises from my practice, may my spiritual teachers and guides of great virtue, my mother, my father, and my relatives, the sun and the moon, and all virtuous leaders of the world, may the highest gods and evil forces, celestial beings, guardian spirits of the earth, and the Lord of death, may those who are friendly, indifferent, or hostile, may all beings receive the blessings of my life. May they soon attain the threefold bliss and realize the deathless. Through the goodness that arises from my practice and through this act of sharing, may all desires and attachments quickly cease, and all harmful states of mind, until I realize Nibbana in every kind of birth. May I have an upright mind with mindfulness and wisdom, austerity and vigor. May the forces of delusion not take hold, nor weaken my resolve. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. Unsurpassed is the protection of the Dhamma. The solitary Buddha is my noble guide. The Sangha is my supreme support. Through the supreme power of all these, may darkness and delusion be dispelled.
Um, And we will round this off with the Burmese Metta chant and the Burmese sharing of merits, which you find on page 2. We'll do the Burmese Metta chant once and then the sharing 3 times. And I wish you could hear, or you have heard, the way the Burmese yogis, they do the sharing, this amya, amya, and sadhu, sadhu. You know, it's really like full of energy and they can really go full blast. So don't feel shy at home to do it with all your heart and energy and joy and gratitude. Alon tatavadvi jamma jabasi chanda jabasi kosiya gin jabasi seisiya gin jabasi asasa ayaya asimpi jabasi ahmiya 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 yuda mocha bakaulo sadu 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 Ahmiya 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 yuda mocha bakaulo sadu 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 Ahmiya 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 yuda mocha bakaulo sadu sadu sadu. So.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.